We begin this week with two stories that could be titled Second Thoughts. One episode involves the CIA and its reconsideration of a fake public health program. But first, what to do with tattoos that may have seemed like a good idea at the time, but have lost their magic? The Army has issued rules for new recruits: no ink on the hands, face, neck, head, or wrists. Most current service members will be allowed to keep their body art, but the rules will apply to the new recruits, which might send some folks looking for a way to remove unwanted tattoos, and which has made our first guest very busy. Dr. Will Kirby is a dermatologist and the medical director of the perfectly named Dr. Tatoff chain of tattoo removal clinics. Dr. Kirby, welcome to Sound Medicine.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Well, we just read that the Army is currently cracking down on certain tattoos on their personnel. Are you seeing any influx in service members?
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny that you mention that, because that must have occurred sometime in the last few weeks, because we're seeing many, many not currently enlisted people, but people who are interested in joining the armed forces come to us to get their tattoos removed.
Okay, so let's talk about the tattoo removal process. How does it work?
The process is selective photothermolysis, and I know that's a long word, but if you break it down, it's actually pretty simple. Selective means laser light enters the skin and it selectively destroys ink. Thermo obviously means heat, so there's heat involved because it is via a laser. And lysis, as you know all too well, is a medical word meaning to break up or to destroy. So selective photothermolysis, it selectively goes in with heat and destroys tattoo ink.
Okay, so how long does this process take? I'm going to guess it's more than one treatment.
That's correct. There's really two different ways to answer that. The process itself is very, very fast. As an example, a postage stamp is 1 square inch, and 1 square inch takes far less than 30 seconds to treat. However, multiple treatments are required to remove a tattoo, and there's a lot of different factors that come into play there. The location of the tattoo, the age of the tattoo, the density of the ink, if it's a cover-up, if there's pre-existing scarring, and the colors involved are all some of the factors that weigh in how many treatments someone will ultimately need. As a very, very general rule, we tell people they need somewhere between 5 and 15 treatments, but there is a huge amount of variation.
Okay, so give me like an example of what would be on the low end and what would be like the most complex.
Sure, be happy to. So tattoos that are located on distal extremities are much more difficult to remove, and that's just because of the anatomy and physiology, poor circulation, both vascular and lymphatic. So conversely, tattoos that are on the upper extremity, located close to the heart, and surprisingly enough, tattoos on the neck and the face, because of the level of vascularity, respond very better. So to answer your question, an amateur tattoo with very little ink located on the neck is a very, very treatable tattoo. A colored professional tattoo on the ankle that's the cover-up of a previous tattoo that has some dense colors is a much more challenging tattoo to remove. The reason is really because amateur tattoos, as the name suggests, are done amateurly. They're done superficially, they're done with poor quality ink, and there's not a whole lot of ink injected. Whereas professional tattoos tend to put, you know, a thicker ink with a higher density in a deeper portion of the dermis.
Your office's clinicians are advertised as medical professionals. I was wondering, what kind of training does someone have to do?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, the truth is, dermatologists during residency get some training, but it's usually pretty limited, and it really is based on the availability of the lasers that they have at their clinics or at their academic institution. Any of our clinicians, and by clinician I mean RN, physician assistant, nurse practitioner, or even fellow physician, gets the most comprehensive training in the world. We have daily quizzes, we have tests, and I've co-authored multiple textbook chapters and a number of articles on tattoo removal, so we really pride ourselves on beating our team over the head and making sure that they understand every single facet of laser tattoo removal. Lastly, we do more of it than anyone in the world. At any individual clinic, my Beverly Hills clinic today will probably treat 40 people. So as you know all too well, in medicine, it's a function of experience. I'd much rather have my LASIK surgery done by someone who's done 10,000 than someone who's done 2. And that's where we really excel in tattoo removal. We've just done so much of it that we really know what to expect, because there's a level of unpredictability.
I noticed that some of the tattoos, just, you know, the before and after pictures, some of them are just gone. I mean, absolutely gone. And others, you can kind of see the shadow of it.
Sure.
What's the difference in that? Again, is it where the tattoo was and the ink and that sort of thing? Or is there more to it when you're actually trying to get a really good result?
Well, the answer is really time. All tattoos will look better and better and better over time. There is some level of dyschromia, either hypo or hyperpigmentation, that occurs in approximately 50% of all people who remove tattoos. And then it's a function of tracking down those people to get that last picture once that hyperpigmentation or hypopigmentation resolves. Now, in the interest of disclosure, obviously, at least on our website, we're going to put some of our best pictures up there, and that's why you sort of see tattoos before and then you see nothing after. It is a multi-year process in many cases, and often people will get a great final result and then simply disappear and we never hear from them again. But any of those that you see where they have what you described as a shadow, it will always slowly improve over time.
Mm-hmm. So what's it like for the patient to go through? We talked a lot about the procedure and what you can do and which ones are harder to remove, but I'm wondering how the patients describe the experience for them.
Well, it's uncomfortable. I'd be really misleading you if I didn't mention that. But like I said, it is fast. You know, we talk about a postage stamp is 1 square inch, a business card is 7 square inches, and a dollar bill is about 16 square inches. So even a dollar bill at 16 square inches takes 2 to 3, maybe maximum 4 minutes to treat. It's only uncomfortable during the treatment. Afterwards, you might have a little bit of swelling and a little bit of tightness, a little bit of blistering, but it's not painful per se after. But during the treatment, it is very uncomfortable. And so we use a number of different type of anesthetic means to make the process more tolerable. And I always tell people that it's the number one concern people have is pain, which I find kind of funny and ironic, which is that, you know, I'll have a biker come in with, you know, some skull tattoos all over his body, and he'll say, "Hey, Dr. Kirby, is this going to hurt?" And I'm like, "I'm really surprised to hear that from you, considering you're 6'6 with a shaved head and you pulled up with your Harley on the parking lot." But everyone's worried about pain. And it's very personal, so we make it as comfortable as possible.
Well, it sounds like you've got a great business model, because I can't imagine there's going to be any shortage of people wanting tattoos removed.
Statistics are showing that there's more and more tattoos being put on every day, and you know, the lag time, tattoo regret, takes a few years to come into play. Sometimes people will say, "I hated it the day I got it," and other times it takes 5 or 10 years for people to mature. So I do think there is going to be a need for tattoo removal in the future. It's a kind of a growing industry.
Well, Dr. Will Kirby, it's been fun talking with you, and we've been doing the show for a number of years, but I don't think we've ever had anyone talk about tattoo regret. So thank you for
having me on. I really appreciate it. My wife says I'm only good at 2 things, which is tattoo removal and talking about tattoo removal. So I appreciate someone out there being interested in it.
All right. Thank you so much.
The pleasure's all mine. Thank you very much.
Dr. Will Kirby is the medical director of a chain of tattoo removal clinics known as Dr. Tatoff.